happening.
This is Free Talk Live, radio that you control. Free Talk Live, where you handle the airwaves. Free Talk Live all across the country. I'm Guard.
And I'm Julia.
And you can give us a call. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can get involved with the forum and get involved with us. Anything you want to talk about on this Saturday night, all across the country and into Canada, you can do so. Just give us a call. Julia, it's good to be here. I haven't filled in for quite a while. How you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm filling in for Ian or Mark. Who?
You can be Ian.
I'll be Ian. Okay, I guess Ian and I sort of have the same physical structure, don't we?
Right, and Mark and I sort of have the same physical structure.
Yeah, but don't they call him Manwich?
They used to.
Okay. Okay, very good, very good. All right, give us a call. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. If you are so inclined, you can get in touch with us through our website. You can also watch us live, and that is going to be a pleasure for you, absolutely, because I'm all adorned in I got all dressed up for you, Julia, tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot to discuss, so if you want to discuss anything with us, bring it up. We've got many stories here that have really been on our minds for quite a while, and I really want to get into these things. We'll introduce a couple stories, give you the number, and then we'll just roll with it. Julia, what do we want to discuss as we look at the panoply of stories regarding freedom? There are a couple things that really show us that our Fourth Amendment rights are being attacked right now all over the United States, and in many other countries they've already been eroded. Why don't we talk just very briefly about a couple of these major stories. First off, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, there is an amazing story about a local municipality that is interested in passing an ordinance that would require citizens of Cedar Falls to provide the government keys. They would have to have keys available to the government to their commercial properties via lock boxes. Sounds like Al Gore when he was talking about Social Security. Well, there's a lock box for that. Yeah, sure there is. So there's going to be a lock box for you pretty soon getting into your wife's house after you guys have a divorce, Al. So anyway, they're going to have to provide lock boxes, which will include businesses, apartments, and some rental houses. And on June 13th...
Did you say this was commercial properties?
It's supposed to be commercial properties, so I guess that would include being able to get into the apartment buildings, but we don't know whether it would include getting into the apartments themselves. It's ambiguous here, because the apartment building would be considered the purview of the apartment building owner, the business owner.
Right.
But the other places would be private property? We don't know.
Well, if they write the law like that, then they can pretty much do whatever they want at the time, and they can still go to sleep at night.
Absolutely. And either way, it is still private property, whether
right.
It's considered business or anything like that. So this is the sort of thing that's happening right now in the United States, and to me, this is a clear abridgment of the Fourth Amendment, no warrants in any way whatsoever, and this is the sort of thing that's happening all over the place. If you look at the TSA, they tell you you've got an option. You can get aboard a plane, but now they're interceding. In a way, what's happening is they're saying, well, you've got a choice. You can either get groped, you can get scanned, or you can not fly, which is, of course, a non-choice. They're pretending it's a choice. They're saying, well, you know, you don't have to fly. So, and what they've done is they have put themselves between you and the airline with which you might have freely contracted before as private entities.
It's a shame, too, because I try as hard as I can not to ever fly.
I know. I know.
I have to, I will, but I dread it because the process of getting on the plane is so annoying. You know, even though I have nothing to hide, it's so degrading that I avoid it at all costs.
Unbelievable. There's so much to discuss here. A lot of these things fall under the purview of what they call unconstitutional conditions. We'll get into that in just a minute. Let me introduce the second story for you. The second story deals with British people on a cruise ship. The headline from thetelegraph.uk says, elderly passengers on board a luxury cruise have criticized U.S. immigration officials after they endured a 7-hour security check. It was billed as a chance to taste the glitz and glamour of Hollywood or enjoy VIP treatment in some of the most exclusive shopping areas in the world. But when a group of 2,000 elderly British cruise ship passengers docked at Los Angeles for a short stop-off during a five-star cruise around America, it was, in the words of one of them, more like arriving at Guantanamo Bay. During their 10,000-pound, two-and-a-half-month Alaska adventure tour from the Arctic to the Caribbean, the passengers on the luxury cruise liner Arcadia had become more than accustomed to passing U.S. immigration with little formality. By the time they docked at Los Angeles on May 26 for a one-day visit, it was their 10th stop on U.S. soil. But when a handful of them questioned whether the lengthy security checks at the port were strictly necessary for a group of elderly travelers, the officials were not amused. Although they had already been given advance clearance for multiple entries to the country during their trip, all 2,000 passengers were made to go through full security checks in a process which took 7 hours to complete. Get this, Julia. The fingerprints of both hands were taken, as well as retina scans and a detailed check of the passport,
wow,
as well as questioning as to their background. Passengers claimed that the extra checks were carried out in revenge for what had been a minor spat over allegedly overzealous security. They complained that they were herded like animals and made to stand for hours in temperatures up to 80 degrees Fahrenheit with no food or water or access to, as the British say, lavatories. Those are a couple of the stories. Give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Radio, you control. If you want to talk about these or any of the other topics that might be on your mind, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. I'm Guard. She's
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away right now, plotting more ways to expand the purview of freedom. Julia, I mentioned the topic of unconstitutional conditions,
mm-hmm,
and it might sound like a dry sort of thing. By Jove, welcome to class, children, blah, blah, blah. But unconstitutional conditions is a term that I think is going to be applied more and more. You know, over I do a website, everybody's called libertyconspiracy.com, and I do audios over there. And I recently did an audio about how I believe the unconstitutional conditions are going to grow. Now, what does that mean? Unconstitutional conditions have been around for a while, but they're really expanding apace. And what they are requirements by the federal government, state government, or local government that in order to get something, you must give up a constitutional right. Now, there have been cases in the past, Supreme Court cases and things like that in the past, where different government officials, federal and state officials, particularly in Detroit, Michigan, where they wanted to be able to enter an apartment building and enter the individual apartments without search warrants. And because they wanted to search for drugs, there was a little boy who had been killed in a drug gang drug thing outside of some federal housing unit. And they said, all right, everybody, if you are going to stay here, you will have to agree to have a warrantless search done on your apartment. Now, that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled ixnay on the whatever your pig Latin thing is, ixnay on the no-nay or whatever it is. You've got to have a warrant to go in. Now, they fudge these things. They often say instead of a warrant, it has to be probable cause. The policeman on hand has to have probable cause, which is also bogus because the Constitution of the United States requires that a warrant be issued.
Right, and what is probable cause? If I'm a cop and I want to get into a house, couldn't I just say, I smell marijuana outside that house? That's
exactly
probable cause.
They do that all the time. And the Supreme Court recently ruled, again, an abridgment of your Fourth Amendment rights, that if a police officer believes that evidence is going to be destroyed inside an apartment or a lodging, they can go in without knocking, without a warrant or anything. They can bust in because they think the evidence is going to be destroyed. Again, another victim to the so-called war on drugs, which is a destruction of the English language. There is no war. It is unconstitutional, and it is against freedom. all of these things are happening now, and it started a long time ago, and it's going to increase with the so-called war on terror and things like that. We'll get your opinion on this, and if you want to, give us a call all around the country, everywhere in the universe. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at ofthefield.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at ofthefield.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You are with Free Talk Live, radio that you control. Go to Free. freetalklive.com and communicate with all the other folks who are discussing so many ideas and thoughts that are important to your individual liberty and creative liberty. And call us at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, toll free. We are two people filling in for Ian and Mark, and we would love to hear from you. I'm Guard, and
I'm Julia.
And Julia has something to let you know about.
Get your Liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out and let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com.
I like it. LibertyStickers.com. One of the great things about coming in to fill in on Free Talk Live, Julia, is that I know that Ian and Mark are not only good with the callers, they're not only good with the ideas. You know, they work things out. They talk about things that typically aren't discussed on a lot of talk radio shows. Especially on Saturday nights, they'll take people who might not be totally into the libertarian frame of mind and sort of talk to people, say, well, what do you think about this, and introduce some new concepts and things like that. And they're also really good with their advertisers. So congratulations, you guys are advertising on Free Talk Live. Well, we open up the show just introducing a couple ideas, because I haven't been on for a while, and I have a couple things that are really starting to stick in my craw, LG Grande here. And Julie and I were talking about it before the program started. And we want to get your opinions about these ideas or any others. And I think you can call us right off the bat about these things or anything you want to discuss. One of them is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and it deals with the municipality trying to pass an ordinance to require private property owners that are business owners, so they claim that it's de facto public property, to have to require them to have a key available in a lockbox outside of the place. The practicalities of that are very clear. Hello, going to break into the lockbox if I'm a robber. And also, how is that possible that a government can require that of people? I thought the government was there to protect our property. Now they can have access to it any time in order to protect us? Sounds sort of like our Fourth Amendment rights are being abridged. But they're being abridged all over the place, even tourists coming in from England. And, of course, we know a lot of Tea Party people think, well, they are foreigners, and they don't have constitutionally protected rights. The point is that the government is supposed to operate in a certain fashion, whether you are an American citizen or you're not an American citizen. It doesn't matter.
So, right. I would say that America, anyone coming to America should feel that it is the most enjoyable experience coming into the country. It should be the exact opposite. It should be the best place to come because of the lack of this kind of stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. These people, these British, elderly British people, were taken off a cruise line and forced to wait for 7 hours in 80-degree temperatures as they were checked by the TSA. Yes, that wonderful TSA, which has completely invaded airports.
Now
it's a cruise ship.
Oh, the TSA works on boats now.
At the Port Authority, in order to come on the West Coast or any coast now, you have to pass through these metal detectors and all these things, and it's just like coming through customs. And these folks, well, they didn't like it, and they have a right to not like it, because we shouldn't like it when we are screened and groped by the TSA and we're given the false choice of not flying because now they're blocking our path, or having our privacy invaded without a warrant presented. Let's go to the phones and find out what you want to discuss. We have a call right now coming in from WFLA. David is on the line in Tampa. David, welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on with Guard and Julia.
Hi there. I want to pose a couple of questions to you. One kind of relates to the other, but both of them relate to the loss of freedoms.
Yeah.
The ability of a police officer to now break into a place without a warrant or without having to go to a judge or whatever, if he thinks evidence will be destroyed.
Yeah.
My question is, when does law enforcement discretion become law enforcement misconduct?
Well, that's a very interesting question. You have a couple layers. Yeah, go ahead.
The corollary question to that relates back to the Duke LaCrosse lawyer, prosecutor, but when does prosecutorial discretion become prosecutorial misconduct?
Well, it's interesting because those are all nuances within a state framework that I reject, and there are reasons I reject it, because once you've built the mechanism, it's always open to be used and abused by the government entities. I think that private arrangements work much better, but let's look at it from your initial posit in the call, David, and thank you very much for the call. I look at it this way. He says, for example, when you have prosecutorial misconduct, or what's the difference between police misconduct or police judgment? And that's usually left up to the courts. And first, it's left up to the police officers. The police administrators might find that there was a problem if they investigate something. They might get someone.
I would
someone...
say that they generally don't, though.
Exactly. That's the problem. They might shift someone to another position and so on. It's very difficult to get addressability as a citizen when there is police misconduct. And they will almost always err on the side of, well, it was the police officer's call. It was police officer judgment, which
and
is...
And they used good judgment.
Yeah.
I think, I can't even tell you after years of doing this show how many times we have read these stories, these horrible stories where police really overstep their bounds, and it is always being investigated, and the police chief generally finds that they acted okay. They used good judgment.
And with YouTube now, and of course there's a great website called Cop Block. If you go to Cop Block, you can see great examples of these things where they collect these and post these. You'll see that there are more and more examples of this being revealed, that the police officers, they do not stick strictly to what the Constitution allows for us or supposedly protects, because the Constitution has not stopped this. They will always protect their own, and we understand. You know, these guys are out there. Sometimes they're in dangerous situations. They're dealing with a bunch of dummies sometimes. And unfortunately, their mindset gets to be, in many cases, that they will not allow any sort of questioning of their statement. Whether or not it has to do with the law or anything, they'll find a way to get you out of their hair, to stop you from filming them, to get you to do what they want you to do, because they'll call it you were being unruly, you were somehow getting in the way of an arrest or something like that. And so they've got basically all of the cards, and you have very few. If you protest and you find that, and you say this is police misconduct, the police will safeguard these guys unless it's really egregious and there's real strong evidence. For example, this young man who was shot by a police officer in San Francisco over a year ago, it was on video. He was sitting on the ground with his hands behind his back. Cop walked off to him, shot him in the head, killed him. Boom, dead. The cop, he's back to work. Back to work.
The failure lies in their business model, because they don't, you know, the rest of us that work in the private sector, we have to provide customers with something that they want in order to make money.
Yeah.
So when you have an unlimited amount of money coming in constantly and customer service isn't a factor, I mean, it just stands to reason that naturally this would evolve to the way it is now, which is that they really can just do whatever they want. It does not matter.
You hit it right there, Julia. And, you know, it's by the way, folks, our number is 800-259-9231. And that call from Florida from Dave brings up a number of thoughts. But you get into what I really think is key there. When you take yourself out of the state paradigm where the state protects its own, and you can withdraw your money in a private marketplace, you see responses. You see people who work in the security field actually addressing what the customers want. We'll talk more about this and take more of your calls. It's Saturday night on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition of Radio U Control. Our number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Put it up on your refrigerator. It is your political poison control center number. I am Guard, and she is?
Julia.
And we're here filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away this evening. But don't forget, you can still join us. It is up to you to discuss what you want to discuss. We've thrown out a couple ideas for you because there are things that are on my mind as a person who appreciates creative freedom and political freedom, which are really one and the same, economic freedom. It's all part of how you can control the time given you in your life. And I don't like it when my neighbor's life is manipulated by political do-gooders and busybodies. And so we are talking about that. We are talking about a number of stories that we brought up at the beginning of the program, and we're going to get right back into it. But first, I want to give you a little message from Ruger. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It is compact, has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. It's Ruger. Go to Ruger.com to find out more about what they do and why Free Talk Live is connected with Ruger. All right. We opened the program, Julia, and we talked about a couple issues that fall under the umbrella of unconstitutional conditions. And a lot of people say, well, for example, in Florida right now, the governor of Florida wants to have welfare recipients get blood tested for drugs.
Right.
And this would be very analogous to the story from Detroit many years ago that went to the Supreme Court, where they wanted to set a condition saying that if you want to get federal housing, you must conform to drug searches. You must have your Fourth Amendment rights. You have to waive them. This, in this case in Florida, is the Fourth Amendment right against unwarranted searches of your blood. We are being forced to give up our Fourth Amendment rights now in airports because the government has interceded and insinuated itself in the free market exchange of you approaching an airport to go to an airline that is a private contractor to take you someplace. We see British people out on the West Coast being taken away for 7 hours and scanned and fingerprinted, not allowed to use bathrooms because the TSA has to check them out. None of those people were suspected of any specific crimes. None of them were presented with a warrant, which is required by the United States Constitution. And we have a story out of, out of Cedar Falls, Iowa, which states that in that municipality, they want to require business owners to have to offer a lockbox in which there will be a key which will give police access to the interior of their privately owned businesses at any time.
I'm curious as to why police would ever need to enter a business. Why? I don't understand at all.
Maybe they think there's a light on inside, that
and
sort of thing. They want to be able to
turning it off.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be only to the detriment of the business owner because it costs them money to keep the lights on?
Well, you see, if there's a lockbox, the police officers can get the key and they can go inside and check and make sure everything's
okay.
Those
must be those friendly police officers that I learned about in elementary school.
Absolutely. And as Julia mentioned at the end of the last break, you see, here we like to go a little bit beyond looking at the circumstances of each individual case and try to synthesize this as an engineer might and look at how is this system that the government has operating, and how could this be made more addressable? A lot of people say, well, if you replace this commissioner, or if you have more town meetings, if you have this and that, But you know what? Over the years, we have seen a gradual degradation and erosion of our supposedly protected Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution. Constitution hasn't protected these things. As opposed to that, we like to look at free market solutions. We like to look at free solutions, social solutions, rather than government solutions, society, which is created by our interactions. And we say, you know what, if this were a private security paradigm, this would have to be addressable to the security interests of people versus their interests in freedom. And you would have some companies that if they did wrong, they wouldn't be in business anymore.
Right. Would you pay these police officers to act this way?
Yeah. When was the last time the police force went out of business? You know? So let's get over to the calls right now. We'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. Let's go right now to Huntsville, Alabama, WBHP, and Shadow. I love the name Shadow. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy your show very much, but in fact, I like this one better than the one I heard last night.
Okay.
You guys are a little bit better at what you do. Okay, anyway, you were talking about this, the federal housing, and you were talking about the police can supposedly can search them, you know, no warrants and
yeah.
Stuff like that. Well, see, I live in federal housing here in Huntsville,
mm-hmm.
And every year they have this thing, they call it inspection.
Uh-uh.
All right. Well, they give you this paper and they say, well, if you're not there, we're going into your apartment whether you're there or not. Well, I guarantee you they don't do it with me. I've let the manager down there know that if I catch any of these inspectors doing what's illegal and going in people's apartments when they're not there, I'm going to put them in jail. Simple as that, man.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I took a law course in California. It is illegal for them to do that. I've also let the manager understand. See, during Vietnam, the Cold War, I was an intelligence operative, okay? They called it spooks back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to do things, just like they tried to run undercover cops in this building to try to bust people for drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And at one of our resident council meetings, I let everybody, including some of the undercover cops sitting in there, know what I used to be and just how destructive I can be. And I said, any of these undercover people, and I know them when I see them, which I do, I said, I catch any of them and bust anybody here, you know, I'm going to put a hit on them, and that's going to be the end of them then, you know.
Man,
and you know what? Those people,
yeah.
Those people have all moved out of here.
Yeah.
We're living in peace. We didn't have problems with inspections this year or anything, man, you know.
And Shadow, I love your style, man. This is great. You know, I haven't been over on Free Talk Live for a while, and it doesn't take long to remember the cool attitude that people have and the awareness of their rights that people have and how they see the distinctions between what is forced upon them by a bunch of politicians and do-gooders and busybodies who have control of their money and take it from them and have the legal monopoly on force, and what is voluntarily put together. You know, for example, Shadow, if you were in a private building and you wanted to rent an apartment, the apartment, the person offering the apartment would say to you, okay, these are the stipulations under which I'll rent to you. Or if it were a house, you know, you say, well, do you have an extra room? I'd like to stay there for a week. Okay, but here's the deal. You know, I've had some problems in the past with people, with drugs or this or that, so this is my arrangement. You could take it or leave it, and you could say, okay, this is great, this is fine. This is where I want to go with the unconstitutional conditions, and I want to keep you on for just a second, Shadow, to get your opinion on this. A lot of people say, well, yeah, but Guard, really, the federal housing thing is analogous in the same way. You're approaching the government. Let's say you didn't live in the government building and you wanted to go live in this federal housing building. And they say, no, 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 you have to allow us to be able to go in. And some people might say, well, yeah, I'm a law and order person, and that's a good thing. That should be allowed, and you're the one who's approaching them. And I say, look, if you think that it's acceptable to have the federal government set prior conditions on you in order to receive something like federal housing, which I think is patently unconstitutional in the first place, but regardless, let's say that it exists, then you can apply that to anything, because the federal government, which is running a deficit, is supposedly protecting all of us. It has the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, which are out there supposedly protecting all of us. So they're already giving us services. So how many of us are going to be approached someday down the line, if we use their logic, by the government? They might say, yeah, well, you're going to have to give up your Fourth Amendment rights because we are providing your protection. They're doing it in the airports. Where else might they do it? Shadow, I don't think that it's acceptable to say that the government can put abridgments on your rights because you're asking for something, because we are all supposedly receiving something from the government, so they could abridge all of our rights. Do you agree?
I'll agree with your statement right there. And before you cut me off and everything, I'd just like to say one thing. I'm a Mohawk, you know, American Indian Mohawk, and my people have been at war with you, with idiots like this, ever since they've been in existence.
Awesome.
And
thanks for the call, Shadow. Great call. We'll return on Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
FreeTalkLive.com is the website, and the number toll-free on a Saturday night, 800-259-9231. Guard here with you, along with
Julia.
And we're here filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away, and hope we're doing a great job for you guys, as you're doing for us. A really nice call. Thank you very much, Shadow, for getting in touch with us. From Huntsville, Alabama, we are all over the country now. These guys have expanded by leaps and bounds. I just want to let you know, as a fill-in guy, I admire what Ian and Mark do here greatly, and I hope you enjoy it as well. And I also admire what the listeners do. We've been talking about unconstitutional conditions and the United States federal, state, or local governments invading your private property, the TSA, warrantless searches inside your homes, and telling you that in order to do something which in the past you would have been able to do as a free person, now the government stands between you and what you want to do. They give you the false option of you must submit or you will not be able to do what you want to do. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Angela is on the line from Eureka, California. Hi, Angela. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Yes. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes.
And these police officers and law enforcement and child welfare, child protective services, they're out of control. They are seizing children at an alarming rate. Every county, every state across the whole entire nation and world is going through the illegal seizure of our children, being legally kidnapped, and that is why the news media is not allowed in the courtroom.
Well,
no one is allowed to witness the shenanigans that go on, which they deem legal and due process.
Angela, isn't it interesting, too? I often tell people that if they think that government is there to protect their rights, they've been sold an absolute canard, an absolute falsehood. And, well, I want to keep you on the line because I want to come back to you, but look at it this way. I was telling someone this afternoon, I said, look, supposedly you have a right to be left alone by me, and I have a right to be left alone by you. Supposedly government is formed to stop us from aggressing on each other, taking each other's property, hurting each other, things like that. The government does that, which we could do to each other all the time. Now, Jefferson and other people like John Locke said, once it starts doing that, then you should replace the government. But what they did not express was that in order to exist, the government has to infringe on your private property rights. And so from that point on, the Pandora's box has been opened. Yes, because your private property rights to your own earnings are open to the government to, in order to create the so-called protection force to protect your private property. It's a tautology, a circular logic, which means that philosophically I go and I say, get me away from government. But you're absolutely right. Let's look at the alternative. A lot of people say, well, you've got to have some sort of police protection to be able to go in and take care of kids if they're being abused by parents. And we need to somehow, sometimes
the people that are reporting the abuse, it could be any neighbor that is mad.
Yes.
It makes up outrageous. And these people are drug addicts. They can be complete criminals. And no one, the court doesn't see any of this, and they don't care. Neither does CWS.
Now, Angela, let's look at it this way. Think about this. They'll say, well, there are occasionally these mistakes that come up. But really, I mean, we have to have the entity. We just have to make sure that it's managed properly. And I say this, and this is coming from a guy who believes that we can have these sorts of institutions and we don't need government. Why do we have to have a government entity which you can never fire and which covers itself up and which is open to being used and manipulated by people calling in with bogus calls just to get their neighbors or to try to get money and things like that?
Cow system and selling children.
It's a pedophile's
playground for anyone who any foster person doesn't have to go through any kind of if you've gotten away with criminal child abuse you know and you're not caught, they consider those people above the board and above the birth parents, which these children are everything to. Most parents could never harm their children.
No.
Of course you have cases like Casey Anthony, which is, you know, she's just out there.
Right.
I mean,
now,
anyone that can harm their child, it should be have the same done to them.
Angela, and thank you for the call, Angela. If most parents would never do that to their kids, then why is it that we don't trust the parents to form their own non-government associations with people to have private towns and private societies? Because if we can't trust those people to handle their own associations with their own rules that they come up with voluntarily to say, okay, we're not going to allow this to happen, I'm signing on to this, then how can they be good enough to vote for someone to manage an entity like Child Services, which has no competition? How is it possible that people are not good enough to handle their own lives freely with free individuals in free associations, yet they are good enough to vote for somebody who gets a job and gets to keep it, essentially, whether they want it or not, from a government entity? I thought they weren't good enough to handle their own lives. How can they vote to handle somebody else's life? You see, we don't need the government to do it. We can do it ourselves. And we exclude the bad actors. We don't want them around.
Well, I think that's the really sad part about this is that the more regulations, the more rules that are put in place, the less personal responsibility people have in general.
Great point.
I mean, when everything is handed to you and you don't really have to think about it, you just sort of over time get dumber in that area, and it's unfortunate.
You know, that's a great point. When Alexis de Tocqueville came over in the early 1800s and he ended up writing Democracy in America, one of the preeminent historical documents on the United States in the early 19th century, he didn't come to write about how great America was in its social interactions and how literate people were and how they took care of the indigent and took care of their kids so well. That wasn't his intention. He came over to write a book about the American penal system, the prison system here, because it wasn't like what it was in Britain. It was much smaller. And he was going to write about that, but he was so impressed with the way people formed their own bonds with their own morals, the way they raised their kids themselves, educated their kids privately, that he wrote a completely different book, and it became one of the most famous books in American history, Democracy in America. Let's continue with the phones, Julie, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, who do we have next?
We have Shelley.
Okay, Shelley. Where's Shelley calling from?
Bradenton, Florida.
Florida, WFLA again. Hey, Shelley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you know, you jumped ahead because women go first. We do have a number of males waiting. I hope you guys stay on the line. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Yesterday, I was driving along. Well, I'll go back ahead of that. I was, for one reason or another, I didn't pay my car insurance, and they sent me a letter if I didn't have it paid by a certain day that they were going to suspend my license. So, of course, since I'm just like everybody else, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck, I wait till that day. I go and I get an insurance policy. I call the tax collector's office, and I said, what time what time would you be open? I told them the reason I was calling. They said, you have until 5. So I had to wait until I could get off work. I got there at 4:45. Mm-hmm. Of course, what you know, they tell me that that division closed at 4:30. So then I come back the next day. I tell them my situation. I tell them what I was told. And they said, at that point, it's $268. My license has already been suspended, which I did not have at the time. Now, remember, again, I have insurance. The whole debate about, you know, about that that's there because I don't have insurance. I have insurance. So I don't have the money, so I said I'll wait till my next paycheck. Well, wouldn't you know, I get pulled over yesterday, and thank goodness I didn't go to jail. I mean, when you think about it, here I am having a chance to go to jail again for having something, you know, for not having something that I already have. So I get a ticket. Yeah. For $166, and then I'm going to have to pay another, like, $50, $60, $70 to get a new license. So I added it up. It's going to be over $500, which is actually $10 more than my check. My check's only $490 because it's something that I already have, that they can just take my money for no reason. You know what I mean? And not because
exactly.
I got an accident.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so to me, it's just absolutely crazy that they can just come in and surreptitiously. And here's the thing. Let's say I decide, okay, you know what? I have insurance. I'm not going to pay them. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to drive. They're going to take me to jail. Oh,
that's right,
jail.
Sean. Because you are evil, and you're obviously hurting other people on the roads that the government runs. And, you know, we're getting just so many great examples opening up with the government setting these unconstitutional conditions. Shelley, here's a condition. The government runs the roads, even though in the early United States, thousands of miles of roads were operated by private companies, and they had certain rules, and you had certain interests, and you came to mutual consent. In the government, you don't have consent. If you want to get on the roads, you're going to have insurance in Florida. Otherwise, you're going to go to jail. Thanks for the call, Shelley.
It reminds me of being at your parents' house. You know, my house, my rules, except you can never move out.
Yeah, exactly. You
There's
can never
no
escape.
There's no option to leave.
There's no place to go. I mean, and that's supposedly why people came over here from Europe in the first place. Or, well, the Europeans came over. The Indians were here, and they got slammed by the federal government. Anybody hear Trail of Tears? Hey, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Stick with us. We have two more hours on tap of the program you control with our input. Gardner filling in
and
for
Julia.
Ian and Julia filling in for Mark. Perhaps. And remember the number. It is toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.